A summary of the laws of Pesach, Part 2, laws relating to 30 days before the festival, Part 2. Bedikas Chametz for one who is traveling. One who will be traveling from home before Pesach must check his house prior to leaving if he does not plan to include it in his sale of Chametz in that area to a Gentile. Things that one should put on his list to purchase prior to Pesach. The Rebbe encouraged for all the participants of the Seder, especially the children, to have their own personal Haggadah, and that the children's Haggadah should contain pictures and designs in order to arouse the interest of the child. One is to purchase beautiful vessels in honor of Pesach and have them set up on the table for the night of the Seder. Those Chametz vessels that are difficult to clean and kosher are not to be used, and one should rather buy new ones for Pesach. Some write that it is always proper to have a Pesach set of vessels rather than to kosher them in order to avoid complications associated with koshering kalim. One is to purchase nuts and kosher for Pesach sweets to distribute to the children on the night of the Seder as well throughout the holiday to fulfill one's obligation of Simchas Yontif. This is in addition to the halacha of distributing nuts and sweets by the time of the Seder prior to its start in order to engage the children in asking questions as recorded in the Shulchan Aruch. It is a biblical positive command obligation for a father to rejoice his household by each of the three regalim, and therefore he must purchase for his wife either jewelry or clothing, and likewise is to purchase for his children matters that will rejoice them. So as we mentioned, for kids that are young, you purchase for them sweets and nuts. For older children, then by female adult children, one should purchase them jewelry or clothing, as we stated. However, male children, as well as the man himself of the house, he fulfills his mitzvah Simchas Yontif simply through drinking a revius of wine on Yontif, and he does not need to purchase anything for himself or for his sons, unless they are young, in which case they are given treats. The adherence of not saying this is for Pesach when purchasing or speaking of a Pesach product. So the halacha is that it's proper to avoid saying the statement of this is for Pesach regarding any item, even fish and non-meat products, with exception to matzah. And rather one should say this is for Yontif. The reason for this is because the term Pesach doesn't only mean the holiday, but also biblically and Talmudically refers to the sacrifice. And it may sound like you're designating and sanctifying the item for the sake of the carbon. While it's proper to avoid saying the statement regarding anything you buy for Pesach, this especially applies towards meat and poultry. Then one should not say, this meat is for Pesach, or buy me this meat for Pesach, and rather one should say, it's for Yontif. One should likewise avoid writing it down on a shopping list in this method, and rather write purchase list for Yontif, not purchase list for Pesach. B'di'evet, if this statement was said, everything is okay and you may still eat the food, and we don't consider it hektish, with exception to goat or sheep meat, in which case, if such a statement was said, the Pesachim rule that even b'di'evet you're not allowed to eat the meat, and one should contact a Rav. Pesach complaints. The Pesachim record that it's forbidden to say, how troublesome is Pesach, or I hate Pesach, there's so much work to do, as this is similar to the statement of the wicked son on the night of the Seder in the Haggadah, who says, who complains about everything we're doing to serve God. Nonetheless, the Pesachim write that despite this letter of the law, restriction and prohibition, those people who are not careful in the above and say it have upon whom to rely, as they're simply complaining against all the extra stringencies that we took upon ourselves, and not, chas v'shalom, against the biblical or even rabbinical enactments, which are a lot less and which would make our Pesach much easier if we only kept to them alone. Ma'is chitin. It is a widespread custom amongst all Jewish communities, and once used to be enforced, to collect charity money from all the residents in the community in order to distribute matzah and all the other Pesach needs to the poor of that community. Every member of the community should view himself as obliged to participate in this fund and campaign, and should participate in the campaign of his community versus that of another. Mirtz Hashem, we will continue with further summary laws on the laws of Pesach in the future lessons.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.